I'm going to talk about evolution as the, you know, the email service for the desktop. It is also popularly known as, you know, mail to EDS for years. You know, who have been following evolution for years would probably not heard this term mail to EDS when, you know, it's all happening. Before I talk about why we need mail in EDS or why we, you know, need email as a service, I'll first start with the problems. So why we need it really? Email is isolated. You know, evolution runs as a single monolithic app and it doesn't have any interface with, you know, any other piece in the desktop. So if Nautilus wants to, you know, send a mail, it probably would use, you know, mail to URL as, you know, one format. Or command line is the second way, you know, any other application can interact with evolution. So that's one main reason why it needs a better interface. And, you know, since Gmail, everybody now use just one folder inbox. So all your emails go into just one folder inbox. You probably have some tags or, you know, labels to, you know, sort out your mails. But if you really see, all your mails are really in one folder inbox. So which makes your accounts or your emails huge. And what comes with that is, you know, slow performance and memory issues. If you keep running your evolution, it probably, you know, keep holding a good amount of RAM in your computer. It's going to slow down other apps, so you just can't keep do that all the time. And a lot of people know about mail notification. Until you start evolution, you really won't get any notifications. So you won't know if you've got new mails until you start evolution. So it's actually the other way. It should have been, it should be better if it's the other way. You know, you see that you have a new mail and you probably should open evolution to read it. But till today, it's actually the other way. And there's a lot of, you know, your computer has a lot of idle time when you're not there, or, you know, do you watching a movie or you're doing a presentation. There's a lot of idle time which could be, you know, utilized for you know, various other things, you know, which would block you when you are reading your mails. And again, as I said, a lot of other applications need, you know, email service. One example I gave is Nautilus. You know, the other, you know, consumer could be LibreOffice for things like mail merge, where, you know, you form a custom document to be emailed to 10 people. It has a mail merge feature, but actually, you know, right now, it creates 10 documents. Later, you have to go home and then, you know, open a 10 document and send 10 individual emails. If there is an interface, probably, you know, it could all be automated, you know, right into LibreOffice. It's not just this, you know, there are even more problems. So before I start with what I'm going to do or what is already there, I'll just, you know, picturize you how it could be, it better, you know, it could better be after we do this. You know, when your desktop boots up, you know, a tiny little process called email factory starts. So it starts up, it sees, you know, if you have any accounts configured. If there are no accounts, it's fine, it dies, it quits. So that's the first time you start up your computer. And probably you create an account. So you go to Control Center, you go to online accounts, you create a Gmail or probably Yahoo or, you know, a corporate account, and then say, yeah, I want mail, calendar, and, you know, contacts. Once the account is created, the plugin, the Control Center plugin, you know, starts up the email factory, seeing that, you know, it's not running and there's an account created. The email factory comes up, and what it sees is an account is there, so it connects to the server with the password it's already, you know, acquired during the, you know, account creation. It sees that you have about 10 folders, probably inbox is the most important folder. It gets the summary of, you know, inbox. The summary of inbox actually means, you know, your headers. Your from, subject, to, you know, all date and all those things. It gets these headers and then stores them into the disk, and then again it goes off, which means once it got your email, actually nothing actually runs in the memory, except that it has an open connection to your server if using IMAP, and your server supports, you know, idle push email. It has an open connection where the server pushes email, the email factory actually receives it and then stores it to disk, again goes back. Nothing else is loaded, nothing else is running. Or if you have configured your account to periodically check emails, like every hour check my email, it probably just once in an hour it'll probably come up, check your emails. If there are new mails, download them and then stores. That's it. So assume, you know, if a new mail comes and you would get a bubble notification saying that a new mail has arrived. You probably click that email. You don't open Evolution. Instead, a viewer comes up, which actually shows your email. You click the reply button. Again, no Evolution pops up. You get an inline reply window. Just type it and press send. That's it. So without the need to actually keep running Evolution or an email application, you actually could very well, you know, do your day-to-day activities with very less memory consumption and very less intrusion. And it's much easier these days, you know, after being used to smartphones and, you know, whatnot. So you actually want your phone or your email to be always running but still not loaded. That's actually possible if actually mail runs in EDS. And if you're not on the desk, your notification area would obviously have the list of emails you received. Click that and then, you know, probably see. So next, how it could be done. So that's a little bit technical into, you know, what Evolution is and what could we break, what we cannot break, and how it all can be taken care of. First of all, we're not killing Evolution. So all the people who actually love Evolution to be an Outlook fake client can still be happy that, you know, it'll be still there for them forever. But it would be running on top of the email factory so that it still uses all the goodness of, you know, idle download, you know, all the other things, but you still get one single monolithic huge beast that, you know, it has all the features that everybody loves forever. So first thing is Evolution is a beast. Everybody knows it's a beast. It's huge code. It has so many modules, so many old stuff that, you know, predates a lot of libraries that we use today. So one of the things that's very important is we're splitting the main business logic of email into a library that is reusable outside of Evolution. So we call that as libemail engine, which is currently there today, which is there since 3.4. So it's possible now to write a email daemon, which is outside of Evolution, still does all the job of what it is doing it, and you know, still works fine. Once you have the email engine, build a daemon around it, which actually pops up, you know, when there is a new mail, or if the time, you know, if your time for checking email timer triggers. So that time, just open your accounts, run the account in terms of download the emails, you know, download the headers, probably store them in the disk. If there is a new email, send out a bubble notification. That's it, and goes back. So apart from having a daemon, the very important thing is having an interface in through which other applications can interact with the email factory. So what are the, see, there are four main components in the email, which is your accounts, store, folder, summary, and emails. So store is nothing but your accounts, folders, you all know, and your summary is your headers, and your email is the actual email, the MIME email that you know, you actually receive. So you expose a way that through which other applications can get hold of this. And if a third-party application, let's take for example, you know, Nautilus wants to send an email, send a document to someone, it should actually, you know, create a session to the Dbus daemon, and then it should get the account through which you should send, compose a message, and then, you know, add it to the outbox, and then close it. So your email, so the daemon, once it sees the message in the outbox, it'll automatically send it at the background. So there's no need for evolution to come up and, you know, running in the foreground. So when we do all these things, a lot of, you know, slowness and, you know, debus issues would pop up. So one of the things that must be done is send your emails and any other huge data, you know, through message passing through FT so that you don't hog the bus. You know, even if you have a P2P bus, it's, you know, it's better to use FD message passing. That way, you can avoid any other hog. And the important thing in all this thing is, there should be a way that external applications can invoke your composer and message viewer without having a need to launch evolution. So, what should we do for that is, move composer and renderer as a separate library, which could be linkable. So you give a folder name and UID to a API function in a library. It should actually present you an independent window, which actually reads the mail, with the ability to launch an inline composer in that renderer. So so the need for launching a email app again would be reduced. I've been working with this email factory for about like 2 years or something now. So I have something working up to 3.6. So evolution has gone through a lot of changes in the last couple of years. So I've been trying to keep up with all the changes, thanks to Matthew. I have the email daemon running up to like 3.6. I haven't even ported to 3.8, but it shouldn't be a huge effort given that we have already done all the good job of breaking evolution into smaller components so that it actually shares about 95% of the code with evolution. So it's all through libraries. So what we are writing actually is about the things like account changes and some behavioral changes that evolution adopts. So it's mostly those things. So this is where I've been, managing the email factory code. I don't think it's full. Yeah, half of it is missing on the screen. Yeah. This sort of the session API that, you could create a session object from the bus, and then you say get local folders. It'll give you a list of URIs for local folders. Once you have the URI for the local folder, you could actually create a folder object. Once you have the folder object, you could do things like if the folder is an outbox, you could add append and message. Or you could do things like get message or get URIs, which will fetch you actually the message or the UIDs of the messages that are there in the folder. This is the store is nothing but an account. So once you could pass an account UID to the session object, which gets you, the store object. So once you have the store, you could actually get your folder information, which means what are the folders that are present in this account, how many of them are unread, how many total mails. You could get your junk folder, your trash, your inbox. So you could get all special type of folders, everything from this object. And so the API is very similar to what Camel already exposes. So if someone has used Camel before, so the API is exactly similar. And again, that brings in another point that this should be relooked at in a way that, it could be easily done even better than Camel or something like that. Apart from these things, it also there's another object called operations object. So what it gives you is, most of the email operations are time-consuming or network operations. You want to download an email which has a 10 MB attachment, that's probably going to take a couple of minutes. So there should be a way for you to, find the status, cancel it if you don't want to. So any operation that is created, you know, you get a operations object with which you could actually find the status and all the other, you know, control that entire operation. So it's completely async APIs, and it gives a lot of flexibility over, you know, the regular CAML APIs. I'll go back to the presentation. So as I said, so I have a XML DBus specification, which actually lists down, you know, very similar API to CAML. And it uses GDBus CodeGen to generate a library from it, which Evolution uses. And we still don't have a sugar-coated libemail library to be built on top of it. You know, it's all like to-do still pending. And as I said, it needs more iterations in terms of what APIs. It's possible, you know, CAML is there for about like 10 years or more than that now. So it, the API is stable, but it still needs a rule, you know, relook into, are there simpler ways to do it for third-party applications? So for you know, bubble notification to have, you know, even better integration, if you could make it simpler, you know, that's a win for us in the desktop. And when it all needs to be done, mails as well as any other data consuming operation should be done with a message passing over FT. And the other biggest hurdle in loading emails is, you know, people are used to like having 100,000 emails in their inbox. It's very normal. If you see Michael Meeks around, he probably has more than 1 million now in his per accounts. And with that situation, it is not wise you pass all the message summary, you know, over the DBus. So that should be some things like client-side, you know, SQLite access. So in a way that instead of the daemon reading everything from the, you know, all our summaries are stored in tables in SQLite. So which gives us a flexibility that if an application wants to read, you know, an entire folder summary, instead of that being passed through the bus, it very well could, you know, have an read access to the DB, and it could actually read emails right from there, email summaries right from there. It's all like not done, but it, you know, it's all more ideas we need, and it is possible. You know, I've never spoken about the entire you know, email factory work before, so I just shared with Matthew yesterday, so we probably, you know, we'll come up with more ideas, more issues that we think, you know, could be performance, because obviously, you know, when one fine day when Evolution uses the email factory, people don't want to see the slowness in it. They'll say, yeah, it used to be better, now it's slow. So we don't want to hear that. So we want to, you know, predict where and all the issues could be, find out and see how we could solve it before we actually move there. So some of them are done, some of them are, you know, still pending to be done. But we just want to say that we are actually thinking about this. So now I've said, you know, what is it that we would do to make this happen? I just want to say about, like, you know, once we do this, what and all can be done? Some of that could be exaggerated, but still, it is actually a possibility when in reality that happens, we could actually do it. You know, we could actually have a very lightweight web application that, you know, speaks to DBus, gets you the accounts, account list, and it could show you the folders and the summary. So when I modified the CAML APIs for the email factory, one another thing that I did was, I added the ability to add a windowed, you know, message fetching system. So which means, so everybody loves a smartphone. It actually shows your most recent 100 messages, or something you could say like your most interested messages. It really doesn't care about, you know, fetching summaries for messages that are about a year old. It doesn't do that. You could configure your DBus API to not to check your old mails, but just get me the newest 10 mail, 100 mails. Once you have got your 100 mails, you can actually have a button which says, you know, get me the next 100. And the CAML understands that, you know, it needs to get the next 100. It sees if it is in the cache, it will fetch you. Otherwise, it'll actually contact back the server, get you the summary, and give it back to you. So which means if you have a million mails in your inbox, It definitely won't take you 20 minutes for your first startup. You could actually, give an experience that actually happens in like less than few seconds. You could actually show your inbox. And the other possibility is so again the web app. So you could actually build something very lightweight. There are new apps we have for calendar and contacts. So there is something possible. We don't have anything for mail because again there is no interface. It's one single monolithic piece. After this, it is possible to write a fresh, new, light email app because, as I said, evolution is irreplaceable at a lot of places, especially on the enterprise. People really want one single piece like evolution. But there are places where we can actually do something like this and still make use of all the goodness that has happened in evolution for years and still make happy with, the newer users. Second thing is about idle download of messages and deeper integration. So there are times when the user is not using watching a movie or doing a presentation. It could actually fetch mails or other time consuming operations which won't get blocked in any way to the the users or other operations. And the other advantage is send or view mails without launching any app. I already covered that. So your Nautilus Send 2 can actually present a composer with an attachment and send it without actually having your summary loaded, your folders loaded, nothing loaded. It just goes straight to your outbox and the message gets sent. So it actually reduces the number of cycles that your CPU spends in loading all the unnecessary job which otherwise would not have any other need. And very important thing, the API also provides a search interface. So if you want to search for your emails, you really have to get into Evolution and do the search. It actually provides an interface. You can search for your emails. You can search for your attachments outside Evolution and have a better integration with your desktop. So I haven't seen how the search worked lately, but it is possible with the Dbus API to search for it without needing to load all the other things. It actually happens directly on the SqlideDB, which means it's again like a little bit of IO happens, but your memory and your CPU are mostly free otherwise. And faster experience. So see, most of the time what happens is the user starts Evolution, he has probably 5 accounts, so it scans summary for all the 5 accounts. Then it fetches for new mails. Till the entire process is completed, he really can't see anything. But he has an option to fetch his IMAP server like Gmail might support push emails, and he may have a configuration to check for emails every hour, but Evolution wasn't running at all. But with this, before he starts the email app, all his messages are already downloaded and saved in the disk. When he starts the email app, it's actually already. So it's actually 0 minute start for all your new mails most of the times, you could say. And Nautilus I've covered, and LibreOffice integration, again, I've covered that. Not just this, so you could have a rich lock screen integration, where your lock screen should show who sent email, probably even more data into it, or you can have a bubble popping up with a subject and some body content, and then a probability that you could have an inline reply where you click it, a small box opens up with a quotation, you could type and press send then and over there. You don't even have to have a app running for the entire thing. See, and another possibility is if at all we have something like PowerNap in Linux, it is possible that when your machine is on suspend on power, the email factory could actually check email. It actually gives you the provision to do that. When we have all the right infrastructure, it is a possibility to do mail fetching on PowerNap. I think I'm a bit fast. Yeah, it's okay. I'll take more questions probably. And see, I've heard about second screen which presents you notifications. You don't have to open your laptop to see your notifications. There have been some prototypes, and Razer has a keyboard which gives you a stealth screen. If you have a notification center kind of integration, You could actually have your notifications pushed right down there, right from the email factory. And what is done and pending? So as I said, I've been working on this for about more than a year now. Last 6 months, I haven't done anything. But otherwise, a lot of things have been done. First and the foremost thing, we broke Evolution into multiple reusable pieces. We name it the lib email engine and lib email utils, which is now accessible outside Evolution, which doesn't have the UI of Evolution being enforced on that. So which means anybody who wants to write a small email client linking to them, it is very much possible. And I have a email factory up and running on top of 3.6, which links to the email engine, and it runs Evolution accounts, which means it fetches your mails on idle, it actually downloads your summary, it gives you new mail DBus messages, which a plugin or app could actually listen to it and show bubble notifications. And I have a bad DBus API, very similar to the CAML interface, as the XML file with which I actually generate a library using GDBus CodeGen, which you can use. I still don't have an email library as such. And very important thing, I have a regression suite that runs all the APIs that I have written so far and tests this out on every build. So, which is something Evolution lagged for quite some time. We don't have a test suite. We have no way of finding out what went wrong till a user comes and reports a bug to us. So that's one thing I made sure that the email factory will have a regression suite that tests every API that's being written. And pending, first and foremost, a very good library, libemail, on top of the DBus API is missing. It's definitely needed, and it should help third-party applications start using the email factory. And an improved API, DBus API, with client-side search and faster fetch options and things like that are required. And very important thing and the most time-consuming thing is make Evolution use this. It's one big piece of code. And to make Evolution use the email factory, it's definitely not one person job, because if I start it, it takes me a year. By then, Matthew and Milan would already have moved Evolution like 2-3 releases ahead. So it's definitely not a one-person job. It actually needs more than one people to do it with definite goals, and nothing should be broken. So it's an important task that should be done. And the other important thing for other apps to start the renderer as well as the composer is libcomposer and libem format should be a library in EDS which people can link to. A very lightweight library, which shouldn't have any other UI or any other requirements to it. And of course, for everybody to use a very light email application, like Anshul, so something that I enjoyed working on for quite some time. So something like that, which is small and light, to be run, that could run on top of the email factory in parallel with Evolution for other users. That's definitely something that's pending. So I have sources of the email factory lying here, and I think I finished in half an hour probably. Are ready for the huge step? Any questions?
So this all looks really good, because I've always wanted to see a much smaller Evolution than what we currently have. I have found that over time that there's always been, the experience on Evolution has always never been perfect. There's always something or another that you have to deal with. And because Evolution is one of the only ones that uses EWS. I don't have a lot of choice, and as an engineering manager, I depend on my email all the time.
Yes.
And even just recently, I see mail that's not there, or I'll complain to someone. I had a bug where I can't see a certain person's email unless I actually search for it first. And so, so things like that. So being able to move a lot of this off and then having a much lighter client seems like a really good idea. What's your time frame on something like this?
So if Mativ doesn't change anything that abruptly breaks me, it should take a year.
Well, I think Matt said he's not doing a release for 3.10, right?
He doesn't agree anything like that to me. I myself have ported, you know, the email factory at least 3 times, and the 4th time I thought maybe I'll do it when I'm very clear that I'm going to finish it. I thought because porting right now is a very minimal job, as I said, because we share about 95% of the code that I use app in Evolution. So it's only a very small percentage that I need to adapt, which works for things like, you know, changing some account setup, and some changed APIs needs to be, you know, migrated to the DBus. So otherwise, it is very easy to port, but it's actually a lot of work. You know, for example, the library needs to be written. Evolution needs to use this. So these two are big things. Even though the daemon is ready for, you know, consumption, unless these two happen, it is really not complete. You know, when I say here, it's actually for that. Another good thing that Mativ is proposing is about the yearly cycle, which we're still debating. It's a good thing for this, I would say, because we would have longer cycle to, you know, do this, test it, and we wouldn't have a mess being created because of this, because we have a longer cycle.
So have you thought maybe like working with somebody like Yorba, who is also Yorba, the other, there's a mail client by this one company, I can't remember. I think it's Yorba, but I don't. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry? Yeah. I mean, that's so people, so that they could maybe, you know. So I guess what I'm saying is that we get a choice on a number of clients, right? Not just one.
I'm just saying, is that going to fix the problems, having more than one client or moving the code somewhere else?
Well, I don't know. That's a little speculative.
You're saying you use Exchange, so I'm assuming you don't expect to have Exchange support in lightweight email client, will you?
Repeat it one more time. I'm sorry.
So. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we want this small, clean,
right.
email client, but at that point, you're not going to get the
EWS stuff at all, right? Because it's its own. Well, I guess on that, I'll go wherever
so
EWS
what,
is.
So what I'm saying, why don't we concentrate the efforts in making Evolution rock? Even if it has, you know, enterprise features.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is a nice proposal in terms of trying to make things more maintainable and giving more flexibility to other components of the desktop, but I don't think that the point of it should be that to write another email client. Because, I mean, if someone wants to do it, I won't stop them, but I don't think that that's where.
Okay.
That's
okay.
The best use of our resources. Mm-hmm. It's just my opinion.
Fair enough.
So you say this could take a year? You say this could take a year, but do you intend to spend the time on it, or is it like a side project and you might spend that time on it or not?
Oh, actually, I'm working on it as a side project. I don't
okay.
have full-time assignment on
okay.
this.
I have a short question. You said about the SQL caching.
SQL caching.
Yeah. Why to cache the data per client rather than in the desktop globally, since it would seem like the network's the bottleneck?
I didn't understand the question. Could you repeat that?
My question is why to cache the data per client instead of having the global cache for the whole desktop?
So if I understand your question, you why I cache the data instead of?
Per client instead of for the whole desktop.
So we don't cache it per client. So when I say the email factory actually caches it for the entire desktop. So it downloads the email summaries and stores in SQLite. Other apps actually could access it. That's what I meant. It's not per client caching. It's actually for the entire desktop only. Sorry, I was not clear about that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do you have any other questions?